Bye.
And I'm Jessica Aguirre. Tonight, the controversy. Next week, a plan of action. Two top House Democrats say they'll unveil a resolution to censure the president. NBC Bay Area's Sharon Katsuta spoke with East Bay Congresswoman Barbara Lee, who says it's time for Republicans to break from the president.
Everyone, especially people of color, are offended by this, but everyone of conscience, I think every American, should feel that this president has insulted them.
Congresswoman Barbara Lee says President Trump's alleged comments about Haiti and Africa are, quote, despicable.
First thing that came to my mind was very unfortunate. Unhelpful.
And she says this reaction by House Speaker Paul Ryan isn't enough. Next week, she and other Democratic lawmakers are pushing for resolution for censure of President Trump. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says in the bipartisan meeting on immigration, President Trump referred to Haiti and Africa as S-hole countries. President Trump today tweeted in part, he never said anything derogatory about Haitians other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. Never said take them out, made up by Dems. He also tweeted his proclamation of January 15, 2018 as Martin Luther King Jr. federal holiday. Congresswoman Lee is urging Speaker Ryan to join the push for censure of President Trump.
And Speaker Ryan evidently appears to be his representative in Congress, and because he shepherds his agenda. And so he needs to break with him now and lead. Censure would put the House of Representatives on record telling the president this is unacceptable.
Congresswoman Lee says there was a similar effort to censure President Trump last August after his comments about blaming both sides for the violence in Charlottesville. She says that effort failed, but she hopes this time it will be different. Sharon Katsuta, NBC Bay Area News.
Sharon, thank you. That's not all. Senator Kamala Harris also reacting to the president's comments in an exclusive interview with Rachel Maddow this evening.
The words of a president are very powerful words, and unfortunately, this president has used his words to demean and belittle instead of uplifting people. And it is deeply troubling, it is unfortunate, and it is irresponsible.